Welcome you on this beautiful but chilly December Sunday. We're glad to have you here with us this morning. A few announcements for you. Today we have our Sunday School Christmas program. That'll be in here at 11 o'clock, and we certainly hope that you're able to stay and enjoy the Sunday School program. For those of you who can't be here and are watching online, we will also be streaming the Sunday School program, so if you'd like to stay online and watch that, that'll be at 11. Youth group tonight is having their Christmas party, and so if you're coming to be part of the youth group tonight, you're invited to bring a white elephant gift at a $5 limit, and supper will be provided. With the Christmas break coming up, there is no Club Rock for the next several weeks. That will resume on January 11th. And then also the next two Sundays, Christmas Sunday and New Year's Day, we will not have Sunday school, but we will still have our regular Sunday morning service at 9:30. And then tonight is the last session of the women's Bible study, Adorned. So tonight at 7, they will have their last session for that. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Nice to see some college students back. I see Sarah's here and Cassidy's here and Stacy's here. She's not a college student anymore, but glad to see Stacy as well. My mind just totally went blank. Abby, right? Yeah, Abby's here too. So, yeah. Sorry. Yep, I said Cassidy. So, Psalm 117 is our call to worship this morning. Psalm 117. I'm going to read all two verses. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Good morning again. I'm going to be singing hymn number 141, either in your hymn book or up on the screen. O Little Town of Bethlehem. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 141.
Deep. descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Very good thing. If you would greet one another, let each other know you're glad they're here. That low how a rose of blue. Well, again, a good morning, and we thank you for coming and worshiping with us. We especially want to extend a greeting to our visitors. And we got the live stream up and running. I think the sound issue is fixed, so you should be both times getting the camera feed and other times getting the feed through the sound system. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. And I got a text this morning from April Haig. She had the MRI done on her ankle, and the results, they finally got back, and the doctor gave her a couple of different options, and she's looking to go with the option for surgery. And so she'll the other option was non-surgical, but was potentially going to lead to some definitely longer healing time, but also maybe some longer and persistent issues. So we'll continue to pray for her as she recovers and goes proceeds towards surgery. She hadn't heard back from the surgeon yet. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John.
Oh, my dad Marvin, he's back in the hospital. I don't know if he has some pneumonia or something, but mom's there. Let's say probably a little like 3 weeks, so trying to get him
rough. John's request is for his dad Marvin. He is back in the Pier Hospital, potentially with pneumonia, but we'll be praying for him to get his strength back and get back into life where he enjoys it better. Yes, the definite prayer request for those with cattle, the amount that have wandered around and trying to get them herded back in. There's hundreds of head, which is also a good reminder as we drive around. Some of those cattle are black and will be very difficult to see standing in the middle of the road. So we definitely need to pray for our farmers and ranchers as they dig out from the storm. We do praise God for the moisture. That is something we haven't had for a couple years. And it's just a reminder. We do greet all those that have moved here. I know we have several in our fellowship that have moved from different climates. Welcome to South Dakota. We thought we'd have winter for you this year. Last couple years has been an anomaly. This is a little more normal. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Sandra. Okay, so the Sandra and Jerry. And Jerry, you're doing better.
He's look. Better, except he got this.
Oh.
He got
well, Tom can talk to you about that. So, and several others. But we are grateful for Sandra and Jerry being a part of our fellowship. And they have a friend back in Spokane that does traveling nurse, and one of his clients was killed and murdered, and the issue is not only for this whole shock with the family, but also for the spouse of the one who was murdered, trying to deal with the emotional impact of this, as well as just everything going on there. So we will pray for Doug's family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Ernie's praise is that last week marked the 5th year anniversary of his massive heart attack, and how well he is doing. You know, there's been adjustments, and I know you're very faithfully keep exercising all those things, and I know Shirley is very grateful that God has blessed you with 5 more years, and we pray for many more, and we rejoice with how God steps into our lives and heals. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin our worship service, it doesn't take much to look outside and see the difference a week makes. That a reminder through this week with the snow that and storm that came through, there's a lot that we think that we are in control of, and that you remind us that is an illusion. We thank you for your watch care over us. That is something we pray about, we talk about, but sometimes we take for granted. Father, we pray for the multi-state area that is dealing with the after effects of the snow. One, we have desperately needed the moisture. But for the adjustment with the cold temperatures coming in, we pray for the cattle, livestock, through this time for trying to get to livestock and find them. We just ask that you tell us that you're the good shepherd, and you also have promised through your son that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Father, I pray for just the safety in our area of going about and trying to find cattle. It is the reminder again of the values that still are instilled within our area, that of being neighbors, living out what it means to love our neighbors as ourselves. And Father, for the opportunities we have to not just be neighborly, but to be salt and light for you through this time. We do pray for our elderly in our community, those with small children, with the school being canceled for the last week and adjustments of schedules. Father, we are grateful that you're an ever-present help in our time of need. And Father, we lift up the physical needs of our congregation. We pray for April, that you would give her wisdom, and in the scheduling, we pray that her surgery would get scheduled quickly for the repairs to her ankle, that you would heal her completely. Father, we also pray for John's dad, Marvin, that you would heal him from this pneumonia or whatever he's dealing with. Just give him strength and health back, to be back to feeling like he normally does and being productive, but also just getting back into his routine. Father, we do pray for Sandra's friend dealing with the murder of his client, but the client's family. This tragedy, we just at times do not know the exact words for the wife. We just ask that you would lay your hand upon her, that in her grief she would truly feel the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father, be with all those involved in this situation, that justice would be done, and that you, through your church, be able to have them see your hands and feet, wrapping your loving arms around them through this time. Father, we also rejoice with Ernie and Shirley with the marking of the 5 years from Ernie's heart attack. Continue to pray for his health and stamina and strength. Thankful for how he contributes to our fellowship, but also to our community, and just ask that you would continue to sustain and give him a vibrant ministry. We thank you for both he and Shirley and the impact they've made on our community. Father, it's just a reminder, you place us in a lot of different areas that we can touch lives. Father, we do lift up our school system, especially as Christmas break is coming, for the opportunity today of having the Christmas program. We just thank you again, the opportunity of celebrating the birth of Christ and knowing that he came for a mission. And with all the busyness and the trappings of this season of the year, that is foundational, that the ultimate gift was given, and it still must be received by individuals. For that is what Jesus told us, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father but through him. Father, we lift up the ministries we support. We pray for CEF as we focus on them this month and the impact they have in the lives of children and families across our state. We just ask that you would be helping in the preparation for their winter retreat and raising up staff for the five-day clubs this summer, as well as the Wednesday Bible clubs they have throughout the state. And Father, we just pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people. We thank you for the blessings in our lives and the opportunity to give back to you a portion to see how you will use it in us and through us in your community. We ask that you would bless the gift and the givers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 157, Away in a Manger. You can stay seated for this one, and then we'll stand for the next song. Number 157, Away in a Manger. Stand with me. We're going to sing number 160, Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming. I'm going to ask Janelle if you would play through it. It has no time signature, so it's all by feel, and so we'll get a feel of how Janelle plays, so then we can join and sing along.
Seated.